It is 9:03. Good morning. Welcome back, Matt Murphy and Talk 99.5. Pleased you've joined us. Another hour to go, and we'll call it a week. I appreciate you and begging your indulgence to spend as much time with us as you possibly can. 6 to 10 every morning, really 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Myself, Matt Murphy, Tim Melton is in. No Valerie Vining until Monday. She'll be back then. She's recuperating from COVID-19. Richard Dixon after that, Leland Live this afternoon from 3 until 7. A lively show, an emotional one. It's been a hell of a week, an emotional month, an emotional year, really. And we're kind of encapsulating all of it leading up until Inauguration Day. And a fate that many of us don't want to see, and that is the swearing in of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. WaveTech Therapy, I want you to see this thing, though, boy. WaveTech Therapy is brand new to Birmingham. Tim and his team have brought something that was kind of unbelievable when he first told me about it. But now I've experienced it, and I can tell you to believe it. WaveTech Therapy can help regenerate blood vessels, nerves, muscles, and tendons. It provides healing for painful conditions. It worked on my shoulder. He's about to go to work on my back because it's wearing me out. It is FDA approved. It is an acoustical wave technology with no pain, no needles, no surgery, no medication. Let me talk to you guys that have problems with ED. If you have issues, very private. All you do is call a private consultation. They'll walk you through it, and you don't have to worry about needles or surgery or pills, and you can regain every aspect of your life. 777-3736. 777-3736. 205-777-3736 for WaveTech Therapy. All right, Sam was on the line, and we're dissecting some of what went down on November 3rd, and I want to give you a chance to finish up, Sam. I'm glad you were able to hold.
Okay, thanks for...
Oh, sure. Whatever. Yeah, no worries.
I guess where we were talking before the break was the question I said to you that I had witnessed, and you had too. You admitted that you had too. That in the middle of the night, on Tuesday even, we saw votes being added in the middle of the night as the counts were going on. I know I was watching Fox News, and they were showing the spread between the candidates. And to the right of that spread was a figure that had the outstanding votes that were still out there. And, I mean, you would see in one-minute increments that the spread would drop by hundreds or even over 1,000 votes, and meanwhile, the outstanding votes would grow, or it would only shrink by a little. So, I guess my question is, if these votes are all attached, if Democrat votes are all attached to a warm body with a heartbeat, or, you know, maybe not a heartbeat, and maybe not a warm body. But if they're all at least attached to somebody who at some point was registered to vote, then why do you have to add them in the middle of the night, in the dark, in the cover of darkness? Why do you have to add them while the count's going on?
Well, you're asking me to present, here's what you do. You're asking me to present the defense that has been presented by these various states. I'm not going to do that, although I would tell you that it has been my reading that each state offered a defense for what was being reported on November 3rd, because if I tell you what they said, look, because I have a mild disagreement with how all of this went down, you know, I got people coming after me. For what reason, I don't know. But I'm a Trump guy. I supported Donald Trump. I wanted Donald Trump to win. I believe that if everything had happened as it should have, he would have won. I simply do not see the evidence that I need to see to suggest that there was voter machine manipulation. Now, to the point that you're making, I could tell you what Wisconsin said and argued. I could tell you what Michigan said and argued. if all of these things are absolutely true as we've read them on the internet, right? We need to see those in court to prevent anything, at least in the future, from happening. While we cannot prevent what's going to happen on January 20th, perhaps it is a part of a way to repair some of the voting practices in the various 50 states. You know, I mean, as
therein,
I...
Well, hold on, Matt. Therein lies the crux of the problem, okay? Is that the courts are supposed to be the remedy to this stuff. So when these things are presented to the courts and the courts say, for whatever reason, that they just disagree that that's admissible evidence, and they toss the evidence out.
Right, but Sam, hold on. There's a lot of people holding, so I don't mean to rush or interrupt, but here's the upshot. If you want me to go through Michigan and Wisconsin and these other states that had voter irregularities in the overnight hours, Pennsylvania, I can. Once again, I don't necessarily agree with the arguments being made by the election officials, and I certainly don't agree that it seems that election officials in some of these states violated the very state legislative law that were appropriately passed. What I would tell you is that they made their argument as to what actually happened with regard, I mean, and I could walk through it, but see, if I walk through it, there are people listening, they're going to think I agree with it. I don't necessarily agree, but for example, Michigan explained that there was a clerk by the name of Caroline Wilson that accidentally added a zero that they then removed, and so the 153,000 votes became 15,300 votes for Biden. That's what they said in court. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree with it. I'm telling you that's what they said, and a judge looked at the evidence and agreed with them. And that's just one example of what you're talking about. Well, so that
I think this is the heartburn that many Trump voters have in this whole thing, is that they feel as though because there's no remedy through the courts, okay, and because Democrats now control both houses and the White House, that what they're, and because Republicans have historically been really bad fighters, that what will happen from this point forward is that we are going to institutionalize this kind of activity in the voting process. And from this point forward, your vote and my vote won't matter.
No, our votes do matter. Well, hold on. Listen to me, Sam. What I think is going on, and for the life of me, and I don't mean to sound necessarily defensive here. For the life of me, I don't understand why my listening audience is making me the enemy. But whatever. I mean, because I have a mild disagreement about how all this happened, because I'm not full all in on the Linwood garbage, which is what it was, that I'm suddenly the enemy. But that said, the helplessness and the emotional helplessness, and I'm right there with you on this, is born from the fact that we don't have a national election. We do have 50 separate elections, and Alabama doesn't get to tell Pennsylvania how to run its business. Now, what we can do is demand better of our federally elected officials and our court officials, and we can try to figure out how to regain some sort of the high ground with regard to how we vote in the United States of America generally. But we don't get to tell Wisconsin how to do their business. And I wish we did, but we don't. I mean, because it's not our election. And the Constitution says we don't. And I know that that presents hopelessness, and I understand it. I promise you I do.
I think what people are seeing is that, and you're right, it is this feeling of hopelessness. And at this point, it feels as though because these folks have grabbed both sides. Now, let me say, I think that there are you know, when you try and force stuff on people, people tend to not like that very much. And that is happening with what the Democrats are doing. But the question is, can they be successful forcing this on us? And it looks right now like that was it. And honestly, it looks like Donald Trump precipitated the big grab. And at this point, these folks are just, they've stopped hiding, they've stopped biding their time. They just said, you know what, the time is now. We just got to go all in. We got to get control of this government because these people don't know what they're doing. They're voting for these crazy people like Trump. And so here we are, the regular folks out there who had a voice for 4 years. Suddenly, we see that voice being taken from us. And I understand the frustration. I don't agree with bursting into the Capitol building. There may be a time for that at some point in the future, but it certainly wasn't now.
No, what happened 2 days ago at the Capitol was anti-American. Period.
Yes.
Period. I mean, by definition, it's anti-American. But what more broadly, we have a variety of thoughts that I've noticed coming out of this. Some people have checked out already, and I know that. I don't have the benefit to check out. In my profession, in my chosen profession, and it is my passion that I continue to promote and believe in the basic premise that is the United States of America. And I'm never going to do that. What is fascinating to me is the decision-making on the part of Trump supporters in an emotional state to turn against each other. And maybe that's natural. But at some point, we need to get back together if we believe in holding the line against the encroachment of socialism. We have to come back together and figure out a game plan as to what to do next, as opposed to engaging in a circular firing squad. And I feel like that's a lot of what we're doing right now.
I don't disagree with that. Okay. Well, let's leave it at that because I think that's a good place to end.
Well, Sam, thank you for the call. Please call again. It was very, very great discussion. Great discussion. Take care. Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend. 545-9950, the Birmingham Broker phone lines. I know I'm late, but this person has held for so long. Samantha, God bless you out in Pelham. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed the call with Sam. I certainly did.
I did, and I enjoyed the previous listener as well, and it's a really good discussion. And I feel hopelessness, but it's for a very different reason. And folks, just bear with me here. November 3rd completely sucked. The heartburn that us Trump supporters felt was real. It was horrible. It was just a sense of hopelessness, right? However, elections happen, and I think that the Trump attorneys have fooled all of us. There was zero evidence that was presented, and that is extremely disappointing. But I also think that...
Can I talk to them, Samantha? Will you get them on the line for me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I just heard your phone ringing in there.
I think that, unfortunately, the Stop the Steal campaign, all the money that was raised, and let's be clear, I was right there. I gave to that campaign, led to what happened on Wednesday. And for anyone who says that it doesn't, their head is in the sand. Clearly, it led to what happened on Wednesday. Donald Trump was at the lead of that. He led his troops ultimately to what happened. And I'm concerned for the future of the conservative movement as a result of what happened on Wednesday and a result of Donald Trump not being able to concede and move on. You know, my son is in the military, and the peaceful transition of power in our country is absolutely one of the founding principles of the Constitution of the United States. My son puts his life on the line for the Constitution and for the peaceful transition of power. And if we allow Donald Trump and the crazy people who stormed the Capitol to continue to move forward with this narrative when no evidence was presented that there's truth. You know, newsflash to everybody. Just because you read it on the internet doesn't make it true. And I know that's really hard for a lot of people to hear, but there were dozens and dozens of legal cases presented, and we lost. We have to put on our big girl and our big boy pants and admit that we lost. Now, granted, the mail-in ballots, and I get all of that. And
right.
Does the system need to be reformed? Absolutely. But let's figure it out. If we continue to blindly follow Donald Trump, then all of the people who we might be able to get to vote for us and might be able to get to join our conservative movement, they're going to remember those people on Wednesday.
That's right. And man, Samantha, I'm going to put you on hold because I want to unpack this with you. If you can, pick up on Samantha. I have to do this first, but a lot to unpack there. Because you're right, and I said earlier in the week that if you are throwing your hands up and saying, I'm giving up on the system, you know, accepting the fact that Joe Biden is going to be the next president is not giving up on the premise that Donald Trump ran on in 2016. And and if you give up now, you give up not only on Trump, but on America. You're giving up on Trump. He's not ending. I mean, he's not going to be president, but this isn't the end. 19 after the hour, very tardy, and my apologies for that. Hemp Hill Services will never be tardy. They will get to it, and they will get it done. Heating, they are an authorized train dealer, hard to stop a train. They invite you to give them a call. If you have problems with your heater, give Hemp Hill a call. Since 1954, servicing the Birmingham and surrounding communities. Hemp Hill Services, 229-2090, 229-2090.
Deep in my heart. There's a trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer is gonna come.
I love this song.
Out there in the dark.
My favorite Elvis song.
Well,
we did it on the special. Man, he sold that thing. He's giving it his all.
Think about it.
Right now.
You know, that kind of applies to what's going on right now.
Yeah, actually, it does.
All right, Samantha had to hang up. She was unpacking so much, and I appreciate her call, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to kind of unpack it together. But as the emotions of the last 2 months swarm over you, I know that many of you will necessarily need to check out for a minute or two, and I understand that. We have to check out from time to time on our show and talk about Elvis trivia or whatever. We try to have fun with that. By the way, speaking of, we'll have fun with our auditions next week, later in the week, like Thursday and Friday, and then an announcement as early as Friday next as to the future of mornings on Talk 99.5. Just mark that down. You know, I get it that many of you are disillusioned and frustrated. I get it that the level of frustration has reached a boiling point, but don't let your emotions overwhelm you and turn the perfect into the enemy of the good. That becomes a circular firing squad, and that's what the left wants. That's what the socialists want. Please don't give it to them. We'll be back.
Get off.
Also one of my favorites.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddle that Greyhound and rode in
good.
Raleigh and on across Carolina.
Back to phones momentarily.
Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama.
I'm just going to let you guys carry it home.
Down and left us all stranded in
downtown Birmingham.
Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor down.
All right, 32 minutes after 9, there's the King celebrating what would be his 86th birthday today. In a few years, we will not be. I think when once you hit 9-0, I can't really say, well, Elvis could still be alive. I mean, you know, I mean, at some point, I guess technically he could still be alive today. But he could certainly could still be 86. I mean, my grandfather lived to be 86.
They probably were doing experiments on him to, you know, make his life longer.
I'm telling you, I've got the DVD somewhere at the house, and I will bring it to you. It's, you know, Elvis Found Alive, I think is the name of the DVD.
You got to bring that.
David saw it. It is the worst type of goodness you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it is really, really bad, but really, really good. Okay, Chris Molesky, real quick, and then we'll get to your calls. Chris, what is happening, my friend? Good to talk with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want you to pass another helping of mashed potatoes. Thank you very much.
All right, so I know that you know, look, Molesky, I know you know everything about mortgages, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Yes.
I illuminated the listening audience earlier, and I know some know this, some don't. Peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, peanut butter every night. He made that well known, did he not?
Do you know how his cook made them, though?
No, I do not.
Well, I always thought, you know, peanut butter on one side and sliced banana on the other side. No, it was they took the bananas, put it in a bowl, put peanut butter in the bowl with the bananas, mixed that up, put it on the bread, put butter on the outside of the bread, and grilled it like a grilled cheese.
Oh my goodness!
Oh
my! Mix it like with a mixer with the
bananas? Well, I mean, they mixed it up with a fork or something like that. But I'm telling you, man, come on, that is a game changer.
I'll have to give that a whirl.
Well,
Elvis.
I hope that people give you a whirl, if you will, at savewith995.com, savewith995.com, because a lot of good things can happen for your mortgage in 2021, and if you maybe overspend a little on the Christmas holiday, it's a good benefit to get a couple of months without a payment.
Absolutely. We're trying to break what people do every year. It's kind of that same thing, rinse, repeat, where we run up credit card debt for Christmas, then we spend the whole next year paying it off, and we just stay in that cycle. And we want people to realize that's not the norm. And if you have a home, you've invested in it, you pay it monthly, it's time to let it start working for you. Because once again, we have this thought that just our mortgage is an expense. And with where rates are and with where the market is and with equity you might have in your home, there's so many times people have just reached out to us and said, can you just take a look? And we've been able to come back with really exceeding that expectation of, we can get rid of all your debt. We can shorten your term. We can drop your payment. We had one of your listeners, $1,500 a month in savings. That is a tremendous amount of money. And the fact that they were still comfortable paying that, we told them, continue to pay what you're paying, and now you're going to knock years off your mortgage. So there's all kinds of options. We just encourage people to go to the savewith995.com and start there and let us see how much money you can save, because we know these rates will not be this way all the time.
Well, it's true. You know, one of these days they'll start going back up. You know, with the new inauguration, the new presidency, regardless of politics, the possibility exists that those things will happen. Get in today with Chris Molesky and Hometown Lenders. Save 995.com, NMLS 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Molesky, have a great weekend, friend.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Molesky has left the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard was there. Is that the case? Okay, Richard, we're getting to you in just a moment. Elias has held for a long, long time. God bless your patience, friends. I'm going to honor it just by letting you guys talk. Elias, go right ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Matt. I want to start off with Monday morning. You started the year off with I think you call it granny or grandmother?
Grandma, yes.
Grandma, and that was a very moving, listening to her talk about her beloved leaving this earth. And she said something about this earth was no longer a place for him. And she talked about her faith, being a believer. And you shared with us that you lost, I think it was your grandmother near Christmas, was it?
Yes, my grandmother.
Yeah. Well, was very inspiring. And this New Year's Day, I got some terrible news about someone close to me that I lost just before Christmas. His name was Brandon, and he was the only child, only son of my friend Greg and Debbie. I don't for the life of me know what I'm going to say to them next time I see them, but he was a great, great kid. He was 26 years old, healthy, had a good job, making lots of money. He lived with his parents because he was saving up to buy his first home cash. And he had investments, and he was just a really positive kid. When I would visit them up in Pennsylvania, we'd all sit at the kitchen table and talk and have dinner, and then his mom and dad would go to bed, and he and I would stay up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just talking about history in America and how we loved it. Well, Brandon took his own life. And I've been struggling, as his parents probably are, wondering why he did such a thing. And suffice it to say, most times it's depression. And I've been trying to come to terms with it. He was a non-believer, which also bothers me. And there's probably a hopelessness that comes from taking one's own life. And I put a lot of thought into this, Matt. And I keep thinking, at 26 years old, and I'll go right to the source of what I think the problem is, that we have generation of young people that are just depressed. You look at this COVID-19 stuff going around, and people are not socializing. People aren't doing the things you're supposed to do. It's very depressing. I recently changed my cable provider, and I was looking through the channels, and I saw the sports thing, all this COVID-19 stuff was. And I went to another channel, and there was a commercial with people wearing masks. And then there was a promotion for a movie with people wearing masks. And I got depressed, and I turned the TV off. And I thought about Brandon, and I thought, well, since he was the age of maybe, ever since Barack Obama and his people came onto the scene roughly 14 years ago, this entire generation has been bombarded with how horrible America is, how horrible they are. Yeah, and Brandon was a white kid, and this racism that these people on the left keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and this negative world that they have lived in. You and I and most of your callers, we're a bit long in the tooth. I got a few years on you. I have plans for the future. I'm single, never had any kids, but I have plans for the future, positive things. And for a 26-year-old young man to find this hopeless situation, I don't know why he did what he did. But I know that there's a lot of depression in this world right now, and it's intended to depress people, I think.
Elias, your call is very emotional to me. Let me throw some statistics out real quick for the audience before I speak directly to what you just mentioned. Suicide's going up every year in the United States of America. In 2018, and that is the last year that we have recorded data, over 48,000 people took their life in America. That is up from 42,000 in 2014, and it just continues to go up. We had a dip in the 90s, but since then it goes up. You're far more likely to see men rather than women commit suicide, and there are a number of factors for that. And the age of people that commit suicide is just devastatingly low in terms of, I mean, more often than not, females are younger, but the age will just destroy. And I won't go through the ages, but it's similar to what you're talking about, 26 years of age. I had a good friend, and I won't name him because I know his wife, and we talked about it on the air in the immediate aftermath, and she was not happy with that. So I'm not going to talk about it in name, but those that were listening at the time will know who I'm talking about. He was a dear friend, and I chose to tell his story and to tell that he took his own life for a reason on radio, and that was that if you have any doubt, if you have any question, because we have people in our daily lives that are going through depression, that are going through pain that we cannot see, that we cannot imagine. And they, because they do not want to be a burden on their families or a burden on their friends, they internalize it and they swallow it down, and it builds and it builds and it builds. And eventually these people, and I don't pretend to be a psychologist, I'm not, but I know this, it builds to the point where they believe the only avenue for their families and for themselves is to take their own lives. if you have any inkling that somebody in your life is like that, do your best to talk to them. Do your best to try to figure out an avenue. I can't pretend to tell you that there's one thing that you can do for every instance, but find a way to speak to them. If you think someone's going through pain, because frankly, a lot of times the only way we are able to understand what someone is going through is after the fact. And what Elias is saying rings so true, because after my friend took his own life, I thought to myself, if I only knew, I would have called him. If I only knew, I would have sat down with him. If I only knew, I would have helped him understand that there are people here that love him and that cherish him and that only want the best for him and want to help him. And I'm certain, Elias, that you feel the same. I know you feel the same way about Brandon. And just have compassion and love for your fellow man to the point that you try to get an inner glimpse behind the eyes, and maybe we'll be better for it.
Yeah, you know, Matt, the point I was trying to make is that you look at all this environment for the last year and a half, this COVID-19, how depressing it is. People are losing businesses. You look at this tearing down of statues, the hatred, the anger, the resentment for each other that is perpetuated by political organizations intentionally on people. And these young people, they're 12, 13 years old when all this stuff started. That they actually believe the planet will cease to exist before they turn 40. This stuff is just sickening. I mean, there's a whole generation of young people. Like I said, I'm almost 60 years old. I got plans to go to Europe again and go camping. But, you know, there's beauty in tomorrow. But these young people, they're being taught that, no, you're a horrible person. What you have, you didn't earn. You should be guilty for who you are. And I just wonder on these young minds, little teenagers growing up, 15, 16, 17, 18, then they get to be 23, 24, and they don't see a tomorrow. And it's just, this kid was such a great kid. Anyway, thanks.
Elias, thank you for sharing what is obviously an incredibly emotional story about somebody that you love dearly. It is the worst feeling in the world to sit and wonder what could have been, especially when it comes to something like that. And I wish I had some comfort for you, Brandon. Elias, about Brandon. I wish I had any sense of understanding. If I did, I would impart it to you. I don't know why these things happen, but if you're a praying sword, all you can do is pray on it, and hopefully everything will turn out. 15 until 10, Richard was at the Capitol, and Cindy wants, there's a few comments that Cindy wants to make too, and we'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. Bringing you this portion of the show, our good friends at Absco Fireplace and Patio. Absco Fireplace and Patio allow us to bring you programming like this, and we appreciate them. They've been around for a long time, three generations. And frankly, you don't do that long without having excellent, excellent product. And they've got it, patio furniture, fire logs. I want to talk fire logs because it's cold. If it's cold and your power bill's going up, 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 what about fire logs to help you assist in that power bill? Because it does. I know, because I have them in my home. I want you to have them in your home, and I want you to get them from Absco Fireplace and Patio. Absco Fireplace and Patio, two locations. One on 119, just off I-65 State Park Road. The other, 280 in Inverness. Go see my friends at Absco Fireplace and Patio. Back in a moment. An incredible emotional week to start 2021. Hey, big news next week. as early as Friday on the Future of Mornings on Talk 99.5. Excited about that. Perhaps we'll do some final auditions on air. Many of you wishing to put yourself through this for 4 hours a morning. I mean, John Byrd is a testimony to how hard that is. What with me being as an emotional wreck as I am lately.
Everything's fine, Matt.
Everything's good?
Oh, yeah.
You're
all
good?
I can't wait to drink that Christmas present you got me.
Oh, good for you. No doubt.
Every day.
It's just been a kind of a roller coaster of emotions over the course of the week, and not the least of which represented by Elias, who was talking about such a serious subject. West Blount Lawn Care helps bring you programs and portions of programs such as this one. And I appreciate the gang at West Blount Lawn. I'm going over there next week, I think it is. And I'm looking into a Husqvarna backpack vac. I got a lot of leaves in the backyard, need to get them up. And I've got a handheld blower, but it's just not cutting it for me. The Husqvarna name rings true to me. I have a Husqvarna lawnmower, and now I want a backpack vac from Husqvarna. And they've got them at West Blount Lawn. They can repower your lawnmower if you'd like. You take it to them during the off season, take care of it, or get you a new Husqvarna in the garage or in the shed there. 289-4115, 289-4115, West Blount Lawn on Facebook. Richard was at the steps of the Capitol when all of the melee happened, and I'm going to let him speak. And Richard, that's incredible. I know a lot of Alabamians that went up to Washington, D.C. To support Donald Trump and to oppose the seating of the electors. Tell us your story, friend.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go, but I've taken over the state chairmanship for a group called Conservative Party USA in Alabama, and my place I felt like was in Alabama.
You were at the state capitol. My apologies.
I was at the
state
capitol. That's what I wanted to make. I have some close friends, and I have a recommendation. If you want to talk, if you can get him to come on the program, if you want to really talk to somebody that has some interesting insight, John Giles is the former Christian Coalition director for Alabama. He was there, and he's written some things. John's a good friend of mine. John's written some things on Facebook about his experience there that are interesting, and he comes from an interesting perspective. That would be the guy that I would encourage you to try to reach out to and try to get on the program if you want to hear somebody's firsthand account.
Well, I know John. I know John. I've known him a long time, so we can perhaps do that.
I was on the state capitol steps in Alabama with a group of maybe 150 or so. We listened to Trump's speech live, and then we were interacting with each other when the word came down that this happened. I was appalled. I was absolutely appalled, and something was terribly wrong with what happened there. I think it was a setup. It was utter idiocy because we were getting exactly what we folks like me wanted, and that was public hearings and public discussion on what happened with the election issues. And we were in the middle of a process that would have given us that, and this destroyed it all. My concern now is, where do we go from here? I've seen things. I'm firmly convinced that this election was stolen. It was stolen with intent, well organized, and with military precision. Let me get my focus here because there's so much I'm trying to
understand. Well, we only a minute left, so.
Oh, I understand. And maybe we can have another discussion at another time. But we have got to find leadership, rally behind, and not get discouraged. The focus needed to be at that meeting in Washington and going forward, what happened with these election issues. If we don't correct this, we will never have another free and fair election in this country. And those that were behind doing this did this with military precision, knew exactly where to target and how to target. And I'm going to tell you something else. If we don't do something about what's happening in Birmingham, Birmingham will be the next Atlanta. I've been politically active in Birmingham for years. I know what I'm talking about. We're in grave danger in this state because we have abandoned Jefferson County to the liberals, and we have got to do something to stop this.
Well, a lot of population moving out of Jefferson County, too. Richard, call us back, and we'll continue that discussion point at another time. Sorry to those I could not get to. Tim Melton, News and Views coming up next. I hope each of you hug a family member, love one another, spend some time together. Let's reconvene Monday morning bright and early at 6 a.m. Until next time, for John Byrd, David Sears, Slim Rob, have a wonderful weekend, folks. Take care. So long.